Drumming her fingers on the table in the kitchen, Fee could not have been more bored if she were lying in a coffin. What did she do with herself all day? The hours dragged by. She considered going for a walk, but she didn't trust her memory. Drake had the right of it. She couldn't guarantee that she would recall how to make her way back. Earlier, she stood on the front stoop, and nothing beyond looked familiar. Oh, the horses and the wagons, the occasional dog, she knew what they were. She could name objects. But the street itself, the buildings that lined it, were as foreign as preparing pheasant for dinner. And there were so many more eyes staring at her, knowing things she didn't. So she retreated back into the house, wandered aimlessly, striving to unlock the secrets of her life, wondering why the thought of secrets unsettled her. Maybe there was a reason that she wasn't remembering, that her past seemed to have vanished. It would be a couple more hours before Darling awoke. She tried not to think of him lying upstairs in the same bed in which she'd slept. Thank goodness she had her own bed, as she didn't want his scent permeating her dreams. He smelled delicious, so masculine, so earthy. And he was naked. She should be appalled, but she wasn't. She was curious more than anything. Had she ever seen a naked man? She expected Drake Darling was quite gorgeous. How did she address him? Drake? Darling? Mr. Darling? Master Darling? The last was too formal, the first too personal. Darling, just Darling, that seemed right. She would, of course, confirm it when he awoke. Meanwhile, she decided that the house could use some flowers to brighten it up. But when she went through the back door, she discovered no gardens, only tall grass and weeds that pulled at her skirt as she walked through them. No orderly flowers lined up to reveal a rainbow of colours, nothing that emitted comforting fragrances, nothing to pluck, nothing to bring delight. Everything was so drab and boring. How did he not go completely mad? How did she not? Perhaps she was in the beginning stages of madness. Perhaps that was the reason that she remembered none of this. Why would anyone want to remember it?